Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is World Alzheimer's Day, and maybe one of the saddest diseases on the planet. Not that any disease is a happy disease, but it's a long disease, and basically one of the things is that people forget who their immediate friends and their family are. So something that is traumatic, not just for the patient, but also for the immediate family. And so to talk to us about World Alzheimer's Day, we have Dr. Sihle Nkgabati on the line, and she is a psychiatrist and a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Doctor, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good morning. Thanks, sir. Thank you for having me. Good morning to the listeners.
So for a start, you know, I think that many people might know about Alzheimer's in a way that is just a general way. So, but what is the actual medical basis of Alzheimer's? How do we understand it from a medical perspective?
Okay. Thank you so much for that question. It is an important question. Today we celebrate World Alzheimer's Day. So Alzheimer's as a disease falls under what we would call in the clinical space neurocognitive disorders. We'll break down the word neurocognitive disorder. So we'll look at neuro, which refers to the brain or the central nervous system, and then we'll look at cognitive, and that refers to the cognitive functions that are performed by the brain in order for us to keep up with day-to-day living. So basically, it is a disturbance in the ability to do things like language, for example. So I'll give you just a brief overview about what cognition means. Cognition includes functions like language. So if you had a neurocognitive disorder, you would have difficulty naming objects, difficulty finding words, difficulty with fluency. Another cognitive function that is usually impaired is learning and memory. So forgetting people's names, forgetting something that you just read, inability, for example, to be given a phone number and being able to retain it in your head and use it. Also, the memory impairment involves details about events that have happened in the past.
Now, is there any treatment for this disease, or any way that it can actually be slowed down, or is it, once it's diagnosed, something that basically families and patients will just have to contend with, you know, as they get, because it is also someone happens in people who are older.
Well, yes, it occurs in people that are older, but I think it's important for us to actually look at the context in South Africa. So whilst we are celebrating World Alzheimer's Day, Alzheimer's is not the only neurocognitive disorder out there. In the South African context, for example, there is a higher prevalence of HIV-associated neurocognitive disorder over and above Alzheimer's. And there is another type of dementia that we refer to as vascular neurocognitive disorder that is more common, right? So part of treatment, as you said, is firstly, you need to be able to detect it. And most of the time, by the time the family realizes that something is wrong with mom, it is not the early stages. It's in the middle stages. So the first thing to do, for example, if you were using the public sector, it would be to take your parent or to take your grandparents to the local clinic. At the local clinic, what you would report would be maybe mom has problems with memory, there is a sudden change in behavior that is not in keeping with her normal character. Then at the clinic, you will be seen by either a nursing sister, and the nursing sister will be able to do some tests on you. Some of these tests would include screening for cognitive impairment using instruments like the Mini-Mental Status Exam and the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. After the nursing sister has confirmed that, then they refer you to another member of the multidisciplinary team, which is the psychiatrist. I must emphasize that the psychiatrist does not work alone. The psychiatrist works with multidisciplinary team members, which include a social worker, an occupational therapist, nurses, who will be able to deal with the patient's issues holistically. So, for example, why would you need a social worker? It's because with these cognitive deficits, functionality in the patients or in the people that suffer from neurocognitive disorder is decreased. So they become more and more dependent on caregivers.
So if you are a family, and as you said, you know, this is a way that the family will start to treat, and there's obviously a team of specialists that then work with the person as they're undergoing this. But at the end of the day, you know, the people are not going to be in hospital the whole time. They're going to return home and probably be with their families at some point. So what kind of things would people be looking out for now that they have to work in this new condition that they have with a family member who's you know, decreasing in cognitive ability?
Yes, so that is true. In the past, we used to keep patients in institutions in a hospital somewhere, but now with the new Mental Health Care Act, more patients or people are encouraged to live with their relatives that suffer from mental illness. So a couple of things to look out for. If you have cognitive impairment and memory loss, for example, there are frequent occurrences of getting lost. For example, you leaving the stove turned on after cooking, and that increases the risk of fire and risk of injuries in the family. Also, with decrease in functionality, they need to now be able to give medication, because the patient won't initiate it themselves. They should be able to, I mean, they are required now to give them a bath, whereas in the past, they would have been independent with that. Others will develop like urinary incontinence, and they will have to start using nappies. As dementia progresses, functionality declines and the demand on caregivers becomes very high. There's other issues to also consider. For example, if you have a cognitive deficit with your ability to plan, which we call executive functioning, handling of financial affairs has to be sorted out. It's either we find a reliable, trustworthy family member to take control of the situation, or transfer of authority by means of power of attorney can work well. If this fails, there are laws that are in place in terms of handling finances, where an officer of the court is appointed and then they take over the handling of those finances.
So if people if people want more information on this particular topic, because there obviously is quite a lot to this issue that we can't cover in one interview, but if people want more information, where can they go to find out more about?
Okay, so there are non-profit organizations in South Africa that would be able to give information to assist organizations like Dementia SA and Alzheimer's.org. If all else fails, in every community, there's usually a social worker that is appointed. The first point of contact for most people would be a social worker or at a visit with the local clinic.
Well,
and then they can then tell you how to go forward.
Okay, that's really important information, and it's good to know that there are also organizations like Dementia SA. I'm sure you can find them on the internet, Alzheimer's.org. Jeff, definitely go and check and make sure that you get if you need more information. Dr. Sihle Glavanti, thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM and informing us about World Alzheimer's Day.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you to the listeners.